And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State lawmakers are making headway this year in legalizing medical marijuana, and that's very good news. Indeed, the notion that any adult in 2023 is being fined, imprisoned, or getting a criminal record for personal use or possession of marijuana is absurd. Even, however, if lawmakers do make North Carolina the 38th state to legalize marijuana, there are some additional steps they should take to maximize the public benefit. And topping this list is keeping public control over production and sales. Simply put, creating a legal marijuana market where none existed before should be treated like found money for the state. And there's no reason to just hand it over to giant profit-making corporations as the current legislation contemplates. Using state-run farms for growing and stores for selling is a much better option. The bottom line, ending marijuana prohibition is an idea that's long overdue. But the market that's created should be managed and regulated as a public good that belongs to the people, not big companies for whom maximizing sales and shareholder profits is the only real objective. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.